army met their demand by reinstating the security chief of Beirut International Airport.
We assure our people that we will adhere to our pledge to remove all presence of arms in the streets and hand security to the army. But at the same time, we will continue a campaign of civil disobedience until our political demands are met.
The opposition is now pulling out its forces and is handing over security to the army. The ruling coalition leader, Saad Hariri, has also welcomed the announcement. Hariri called on his supporters to follow the army's request and end the clashes. The removal of Beirut Airport security chief and the government's decision to ban a communications network owned by Hezbollah sparked 4 days of violence in the country that claimed nearly 40 lives. A fresh round of clashes on Saturday left 14 people dead in the northern town of Halwa. In Beirut, 6 people were killed after a gunman opened fire on a group of mourners. Forces loyal to the Progressive Nationalist Party kidnapped 3 Hezbollah members, killing 2 of them. And in the latest development, the Future Movement gunmen have engaged in fierce clashes with residents in the city of Tripoli, where opposition leader Michel Aoun has also closed his office amid increasing violence. The opposition, led by Hezbollah, had insisted that its takeover of West Beirut was not a coup. They had promised to lift roadblocks only if the government met their demands.
Many of the armed men from the opposition have now gone, have begun to withdraw. This is, of course, what the opposition said they would do. They said that they would withdraw after this decision by the army. Of course, after the statement made by the army concerning General Shoaib staying in his post, things have eased down a lot. Of course, we haven't heard any shots being fired in the capital. Most of the streets in western Beirut are empty, but the situation is very calm. The, of course, statement made by the army seems to have had a positive effect on what is going on in Beirut. I have to wait and see what the ruling majority will be saying, what MP Jumblatt will be saying. The opposition believe that the head of the ruling majority is not Prime Minister Fouad Sunoura, but it is Walid Jumblatt. He is isolated in his home. He's been isolated for 2 days. But on the other hand, Said Hassan Nasrallah, in his press conference the other day, said that, of course, he won't go into any more alliances with MP Walid Jumblatt. As you know, MP Walid Jumblatt is the one who first uncovered the issue of the telecommunications network and called for General Shoaib to be removed from his post. So many people blame MP Jumblatt for being behind this crisis from the very beginning. Said Hassan Nasrallah, of course, called MP Jumblatt as an employee for Condoleezza Rice.
Potential recruits for the U.S. military are